I think the bald heads from Shaolin are behind this. They're scared of nobody.
Hello?
What's up, what's up, what's up? Welcome to Civil Intercourse with Tony P.
Well, hello, Mr. Fancy.
Are you pondering what I'm pondering?
I think it's great.
I hope you are in good health and that your spirit is well.
Your appeal to my humanity is pointless.
Come on, man.
We can meet our destiny to build a land here that will be for all mankind a shining city on a hill.
So if we all believe in individual liberty and we all believe in these rules of democracy, what is our modern argument about?
Welcome to Civil Intercourse. We are glad to be back. We're in the studios. We are I got a fan going, so I apologize if you hear that in the background. But I wanted to kick a show out because, guess what? You guessed it. It's that time. Let's get out the celebratory music. Let's have ourselves a party. Yes, indeed. We have arrived, ladies and gentlemen. $32 trillion in debt. Ah, congratulations, politicians. Now, before you say we had to raise the debt ceiling, it has nothing to do with the debt ceiling. It has nothing to do with the recently raised debt ceiling. This debt was going to reach this as it was. They're planning to go even further than 32. They want to go way further than 32 because they're going to bust the system.
You've lost your way, brother.
So I hope we're paying attention. But hey, yeah, good job. Pat on the back. Good job, voters. Good job. Yes, we have elected career politicians over and over and over and given them 40-year careers and let them do insider trading and let them set up a corporation, a cabal, that's in conjunction with the government and the militaries of the world. So they're out, you know, basically just setting up the one world order. You know, they'll laugh if you say the new world order and put a tinfoil hat on you. But it's right in front of your face. Speaking of that glorious stuff, as we're celebrating this, don't forget back in January, they had in Davos, they had the WEF, had their forums. All these videos are online showing all these crazy, devious, and evil things that they're doing and the planning. They're not hiding it. It's right in your face. But if you talk about it, they're going to say, man, he's crazy. But celebrate it, because these are the fruits of their labors. And they are so smart and working so hard and putting us in debt and putting us in a point where they're stealing all our tax dollars and money laundering it around the world and making themselves rich. And we don't care. They're using us, the taxpayers, and we have the power to stop this. Hey, but kudos to them. Let's celebrate that debt because they are winning and we're losing. And kudos to them. They kick butt, man. What? How can you not? Hey, you got to respect the winner because we're losers as voters because we're too stupid to talk to each other. We're too stupid to listen to each other and to say, hey, how is it possible that someone went through a multi-year investigation with an independent counsel and the entire legal and justice system and lying politicians and media going after him? How did they not destroy Trump in the beginning of his presidency? If all these things existed, all these crimes existed, they're creating process crimes at this point. They are inventing crimes. They are passing laws to go back and be able to file lawsuits. They are going back and filing lawsuits after having changed laws for the statute of limitations. There is no end in sight to what they will do to interfere in the election and to stop Donald Trump from being president. And he is not the issue. Donald Trump is not the issue. We are the issue. We, the people, are the issue. Now, if you want to celebrate the stupidity of letting our money be stolen from us and money being laundered all over the world and bribes being paid out and for a new world order system of a cabal of bankers who've always ruled the world and always had the money, if we don't want to wake up in this day and age when information is so easy to find, so easy to obtain and so easy to see the gaslighting that's going on by the, and I'm going to put the quotation, both sides of the aisle. It's a game. It's a uniparty. It's a scam. Stop it. We are the voters. We are the only country that where we actually, we don't have to fight a revolution. We've already fought a revolution. We don't have to get power. We already have power. What we lack is the sense to go have a beer with our neighbors and talk these things out and send better representatives of our neighborhoods, our states. That's what our problem is. We already have the solution that is dismissed and bores people. The people don't want to talk about the debt. It puts them to sleep. It's where these people get their power. It is how they control us. Take their power away. Take the purse strings back. Make them balance a budget or do not elect them again. What is wrong with us, America? What is wrong with us? It is not them. Stop pointing the finger at other people. Stop it. You look in the mirror. Are you talking to your neighbors? Are you open-minded? Are you listening? Are you fact-checking fact-checkers? Are you using your common sense? Are you looking at people as decent human beings first and making them prove to you that they're evil Nazis? Or are you just assuming that because they voted for someone, they're just a complete moron? If you're in that mindset and you've given up on humanity, it's over for you. You're out of the race. They've already won. You're useless. You're not in the fight anymore. You've given up on what makes America great. Debate, discussion, conversation, understanding. Everything isn't black and white. Everything isn't right or wrong. Sometimes it makes an issue make sense to someone from their perspective. And when you understand their perspective, you understand, oh, they're not just a jerk who doesn't, they just don't understand my perspective. And how do we come to an agreement that does the most good for all? They're rejecting that ideology right now. They're teaching kids that's not how you do it. You go march and you change. You change, 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 change. Change what? How about it's the same people in politics? What are we changing? Change, 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 change. Everybody change. Nothing changed. Nothing's changed. We haven't changed. Take your power back. We have to take our power back. Take our power back. You can do this. We can do this. So let's get out there and stop voting for career politicians. Let's talk to our neighbors and let's deal with this debt. They have to balance a budget. If we can't come to an agreement as Americans on the most simplest concept of math, we take in more money now than we ever have in the entire history of America, even adjusted monetary values over time. More money than any time ever. It is time to balance the budget. It is time to stop wasting money. It is time to balance the budget. I can think of a couple of things. Here's this guy right here. He's got some things that he, you know. Let's roll this guy. Senator James Lankford.
Last year, the State Department did a grant to Ecuador to host 12 drag shows in Ecuador with American tax dollars. Now, may have different opinions in this room on drag shows.
I think it's great.
I'm just asking the simple question. is the best use of American tax dollars to actually fund drag shows in Ecuador with U.S. tax dollars? I don't believe that it is. Last year, we actually did a different funding through the State Department that was actually done. Actually, this was the National Science Foundation. Excuse me, strike that. It seems like a State Department thing. National Science Foundation last year did a study of butterflies in Europe. So we funded with American taxpayer dollars a butterfly study in Germany where we paid a Swedish scientist to study butterflies in Germany. I'm not real sure why American tax dollars, that was the best use of that, but that was one of the grants that was done last year. Last year there was also a NEA grant that was done to set up a display in Brooklyn for the Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, which by the way is not even an American band, and I'm not sure why we had to pay a federal tax dollars to be able to do that. My simple question is always, why are tax dollars being taken out of Oklahoma to be able to do that? Always popular, we had an almost, $350,000 grant to study smart toilets. Was one of the grants that we actually paid for with our federal tax dollars last year. We also had a grant that was done studying colonial Mexican soundscapes. Now, I'm sure colonial Mexican soundscapes are fascinating, but we paid for a researcher to travel to Mexico and then to be able to write a series about the sounds of colonial Mexico and how they could be used to be able to influence communities. We, last year, did a study on helmets and seatbelts in Ghana to be able to study whether seatbelts and helmets were effective for saving lives in Ghana. Can I just go ahead and answer that question for free? Seatbelts and helmets are a good idea. They save lives. Free. I can go ahead and give you that advice. How do I know that? Because we've already spent millions of dollars in other studies here in the United States, but instead we spent money in Ghana studying helmets to see if they're actually a good idea there. And amazingly, they discovered, yes, they are. There was also a grant that was done last year. I've got to just walk this one through. This was at the Springfield Museum of Art in Missouri. There was a grant to be on a display, an installation in the exhibit in the museum called Yoko Ono Mend Piece. Now, let me just read this to you. It's a simple white room where shattered cups and saucers are placed on a table and participants are asked to mend the fragments together using common household items like twine, glue, scissors, and tape. And the resulting works are displayed on nearby shelves as evidence of the power of collective action.
Come on, man.
Again, I'm not opposed to fixing broken saucers in a public place and displaying them. All I'm asking is, why did Oklahomans work overtime last year to pay their tax bill to fund doing the Yoko Ono White Room where people fixed broken saucers? I don't have a good answer for that yet, by the way. I'm still trying to be able to get that. If you like wine country, great, you help pay for it. One of the highest income areas in the world is Napa Valley, California. One of the highest income areas in the entire world. The good folks of Oklahoma helped pay for a wine pedestrian trail through Napa Valley because apparently Napa Valley didn't have enough cash to be able to pay for the 8-mile walking trail through wine country, some of the most expensive real estate in the entire world. So the taxpayers in Oklahoma had to pay for that wine country tour trail. If you like traveling to Hawaii, enjoy the trip. When you get there, if you go to a farmer's market, you'll find out that you help pay for that farmer's market because the farmer's market in Hawaii received $3.4 million to be able to fund the farmer's market. If you go to New York City and pay a very high dollar ticket to get into a private location in the Metropolitan Opera to be able to watch the opera, you will feel safer, I'm sure, when you go to the Metropolitan Opera, because almost $750,000 was given to the Metropolitan Opera in New York to help them install a new fire suppression system with federal tax dollars. If you like traveling to Paris and you go to a butcher shop in Paris, you may be fascinated to know, since the 13th century, apparently butchers in Paris have come up with their own private language. It's like a super secret private language among butchers in Paris. Fascinating for the French to study, but unfortunately, the American taxpayers paid for a study of French butchers' private language for fear that it is diminishing and fading away. So the American tax dollars paid for this study in France to study the secret language of butchers in Paris. Can't tell you why. You may know the story of the, let me see if I can pull this out, the parable of the sower. It's a very famous biblical story, the parable of the sower. Well, this particular version of the parable of the sower was actually a little bit different. What your tax dollars paid for is actually an event that was done to teach climate futurism and to be able to use the parable of the sower from the Bible, but to reteach a new religion called Earth Seed, using the biblical story of the parable of the sower and talking about humanity's destiny to be able to leave Earth for other planets. It wasn't the writing of the book. It was a conference for teachers to make sure teachers know how to be able to teach this new version of the parable of the sower and about the religion of Earth Seed to their kids. That was done with your tax dollars. Not leaving Ghana alone, there was also a study that done in Ghana last year. Not only did one on seatbelt studies and helmet studies in Ghana, we also did an interview project that was almost $200,000 in Ghana to interview taxi cab drivers and truck drivers to ask them about how difficult driving has become with climate change. If it's harder to drive now in Ghana based on climate change, your tax dollars paid for that. And if you don't like that I'm discussing anything on climate change, and you may disagree with that, well, perfect, because there was also a fund that was done with your tax dollars and the National Science Foundation to study how to influence people that disagree on the issue of climate change, with a study that was done for $400,000, well, the study on pluralistic ignorance gaps in climate change, and to be able to determine how to speak to people, as the study says, who are ignorant on climate change, and to be able to re-educate them on that. So if you disagree on this issue, we're also studying how to be able to re-educate you on this issue. Last year, we also spent $991 million on soft-sided facilities. Those are called tents.
This is very disrespectful.
Along our border in Mexico. Now, best estimates on this, there's about 2 million people illegally crossed the border last year. So if you run the numbers on it, we spent somewhere around $500 a person on the tent facility they were processed through just to travel across the border. Listen, we've got differences of opinion on lots of issues. I'm respectful of that. I understand that people of Oklahoma don't think like people in other areas of the country. I also understand not everybody in Oklahoma thinks the same way, and I'm respectful of that. But I've yet to find anyone that wants their tax dollars wasted.
Our government is too big and it spends too much.
People literally work overtime to be able to feed their families. They're working 2 and 3 jobs. And in April, when they pay their taxes, they want to know it went to roads and infrastructure and national security. And what we reveal in Federal Fumbles is, yeah, some of that was done, but also some of it was done because we lacked oversight. And things were just wasted and thrown out the door. We did a multi-thousand page omnibus bill at the end of last year that literally no one had read. No one. There were no committee hearings in the Senate on appropriations at all last year. And trillions of dollars were spent, and no one knows what they were spent for.
What are we doing if we cannot just start talking about those type of things? Hey, let's not spend money on this. Let's all of that type of stuff, get rid of that first. Let's talk about what we're doing with military. What are we spending on black operations? What are we spending? You know, let's be real. What is our CIA doing? What is our government doing? We're supposed to be able to make decisions and vote based on having an educated and informed populace. And so at this point, we have to really start educating ourselves, and we have to start paying attention, and we have to start voting better, and we have to make them balance the budget. And that just has to become a mantra, people. Balance the budget. And I know if you go there, every podcast, I talk about this, and I hear so many prominent people in both sides of the aisle dismissing the budget, dismissing, talking about that it's fiat money, it doesn't matter. It does matter, because that you have to hold them. They're just, if you don't hold them accountable and make them stop spending the money and balance the budget, I mean, it's just endless, you know, extortion. And they take that fiat money and buy real assets. And when everything goes under, they have real assets and we have crap. And I don't want crap. I want real assets. I don't want banks being able to do social credit scores, because government swing, that's the scariest thing for me as an independent. It's like, you guys don't understand, who are all for this tyrannical type of mindset, that things change and governments change. And usually when there's a revolution, the people that take power were not either of the sides that thought that, you know, they were going to take power or were in the struggle. There's always someone pushing the buttons in the background, waiting to sweep in and take over. And so we have to really pay attention and get this budget under control and get them, our politicians to heel. They are our representatives. They are not our leaders. We are the leaders, the men and women of this country. Stand up, be strong, lead, vote better. Make it a better tomorrow for our posterity, for your children, for your grandchildren, and hell, just for a better today. Let's get it going. Let's get it moving. Let's get our economy rolling strong again, and let's get rid of these doggone career politicians. It's been real. It's been fun. We're going to have a lot of shows coming out, coming up real soon. I'm, like I said, I'm doing a lot of research, and we're working on some podcasts and getting them on the cam, but I did want to just throw this together real quick. And say hey, and put something up just to have something out there, and let everybody know that we have not disappeared. And keep an eye out for Fat Foo Stew. We're going to be doing, it's going to be a spotcast, and by that I mean it'll be mostly done on Spotify. And if you have a Spotify account, you'll be able to listen to the music that we're going to be putting together on there. We're going to be talking about, we're going to be doing movie reviews, pop culture, all kinds of different stuff. Just really excited to do a lot more fun stuff, and just get into it. We're not boycotters. We are into music and American culture and cars, and we're not going to let a bunch of Marxists piss us off and make us hate our own country and our own culture. We're going to fight, talk, and reason our way to a better day. You guys take care of yourselves. Take care of your family. I pray for your health, and I pray for your spirit. And I pray for your peace of mind. Take care, and we'll see you soon.
What an eccentric performance.